Everyone in this community has a story. The Petersburg Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences by setting aside time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the public library. In this excerpt, Sally Reamer tells about how her sons came home from work and encouraged her to come get a job at the cannery.
They came home one day early in August and said, "Mom, you really ought to go down to the cannery. They need help. There are too many fish." And so I went down there, and Roscoe Hoyason was the one who outfitted me. He said that they had had an accident that morning, and one of the worker's husband had been hurt on a boat, and so she had to leave. And he said, "We need you up in the can loft." So he took me upstairs in the can loft at PFI, and they taught me how to make flat cans round, and then we got to have coffee and cookies, and then they taught me to sit on another machine where I put the bottoms on the round cans, and I couldn't do it. And pretty soon I had cans flying all over the can loft, and they had to shut down the can line downstairs in the cannery where the fish were being put in the cans because I'd made such a mess of it. And I thought for sure when I went home for dinner they'd fired me. But they said, "No, you come back." Well, I came back after dinner, and they said, "We now need you on the fish house floor." Well, I didn't realize they meant literally. They took me in there, fixed me up with all kinds of rain gear, and Carol Swanson grabbed a hold of my shoulder and dragged me into this place where they had faucets, and they had fish coming around on a round table, and I was supposed to look at the guy next to me and do what he was doing. Well, he was picking up a fish by the gills and turning it over and scraping blood out of the middle, and I thought, "Phew, that doesn't look all that hard. I can do that." Well, little did I know, every time I picked up a fish and tried to do that, the fish went flying. And it probably took me an hour or two before I could really do a fish efficiently. And I was just getting pretty good at it when she came by about midnight and said, "Now we need you over in the other can line. We need you to straighten fish." And by this time at night, you know, I'm getting a little dingy, and I thought, I didn't know they were crooked. So they stood me next to this really big guy who was standing by a hopper that came, as far as I knew, from the sky. I had no idea how these fish got into the hopper. I'd never seen that part of the operation. But he would pull on a chain, and these huge fish would come flooding down into this bin. And my job was to take each one and head them all in the same direction so they could go into the chink, and the iron chink would cut their heads off. Well, I'd been doing that quite successfully and felt, this is probably where I'll be all summer, you know, this is good. When the lady next to me bumped me and pointed, because it's so noisy you can't talk in there, she said, "You need to pull the chain and let the fish out." Well, knowing how big the guy was, I just yanked on that chain with all my 100 pounds of weight at the time. And the next thing I knew, I was flat on the floor of the cannery covered in fish slime and blood. So that was my first day at the cannery. And after I got settled, they mostly had me at the slime table. And I discovered nobody could hear a word you said, and that's when I started writing this song. It's called The Cannery. Come with me down to the cannery. We'll slop in the slime and let our minds spin free. Let's go down to PFI, where the coffee is free and the wages are high. Get rich on Alaska's fish down at the cannery.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the public library to learn more or call Julie Hersey at 772-3967. You can also access the entire interview and others at the Listening Project blog at listeningprojectpsg.wordpress.com.